This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big case in front of the Supreme Court today, about which you have perhaps already heard, turned on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 and what exactly that section means for tech company liability for third-party content published on their platforms. The legal specifics involve, in large measure, whether the recommendations that YouTube's algorithm makes and the content that then gets served to users puts the company outside the protections that Section 230 affords. We would submit, however, that there are economic and business model issues at the bench here, too. May it please the court. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Nick Seaver is screen sharing his YouTube homepage with me, which feels a little more personal than he was expecting.
This is very revealing. I see electronic music, live streams. There's a trailer for the Tetris movie.
Seaver researches recommendation engines at Tufts University. He says YouTube would argue the platform wouldn't be useful without that controversial algorithm. How else would he find that perfect EDM soundscape?
The scale of these platforms is so overwhelming. There's so many videos on YouTube that you need some kind of recommender to help you navigate through that information overload.
And maybe navigate you to the perfectly tailored advertisement as well. Right now, if that recommendation algorithm guided you to some illegal pyramid scheme or something, you probably couldn't sue YouTube. But Daryl West at the Brookings Institution says if the Supreme Court sides against Google,
it would require them to look at what takes place on their site and make sure that terrible things are not happening. And if they don't do that, people could sue them. It could cost them a huge amount of money.
And it's not just big social media companies that would need to invest heavily in content moderation, says Sophia Cope. She's with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which filed a legal brief in support of Google.
Section 230 doesn't apply to just social media platforms. It actually applies to all internet intermediaries. So that includes web hosting companies like Amazon Web Services, review sites like Yelp, and also email providers like Microsoft.
Cope says big tech probably has the resources to pivot if the Supreme Court takes away part of that Section 230 shield. But the startups that want to be the next YouTube or Instagram?
The very first post on a brand new platform could lead to 3 or 4 years of litigation. That creates a huge disincentive.
Something venture capitalists are aware of, too. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.